USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
When the 1-6 House Select Committee resumes public hearings on Tuesday, it will focus on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Key witnesses will include Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, along with Arizona State House Speaker Rusty Bowers. In a recorded phone call, Trump asked Raffensperger to find more votes for his reelection bid. President Biden says he'll have a decision on whether he would support a holiday on the federal gas tax by the end of the week. Suspending the tax could save as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. The average gas price, according to AAA, is now hovering below the $5 mark. Wall Street was closed for Monday due to the Juneteenth federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Staffing shortages is leading American Airlines to eliminate service to three cities after the Labor Day weekend. A company spokesperson says that service will be dropped to Toledo, Ohio, Ithaca, New York, and Islip, Long Island on September 7th due to a regional pilot shortage. The news comes as thousands of flights were canceled over the weekend. Several wildfires burning across the country, one in Hyde County, North Carolina, has grown to at least 800 acres, but only a quarter of that blaze is contained. In southern New Jersey, a fire that grew to at least 12,000 acres in the Warden State Forest is about 70% contained, and containment is growing at two northern Arizona wildfires. The two blazes combined have consumed 30,000 acres at least. WalletHub says in a new report that they wrote that Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. All 13 indicators fell into one of two categories, military engagement and civic engagement. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense. A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Six people were injured in New York when a taxi cab jumped the curb and crashed into a group of pedestrians Monday afternoon. Deputy Police Chief John Schell says two women were pinned underneath the vehicle, and then...
A remarkable scene took place. About 15 to 20 New Yorkers attempted to pick this cab off these women.
The 60-year-old cab driver remained at the scene. He suffered minor injuries. At least three pedestrians were critically injured. No criminality is suspected in the incident, but the investigation is ongoing. Former Vice President Mike Pence talking about something other than his former boss. He's slamming President Biden over the economy.
Unlike the Great Depression of the 1930s, the stagflation of the 1970s, or even the Great Recession of 2008, the economic woes now upon us have been caused almost single-handedly by one person.
Speaking in Chicago, Pence blaming Biden for current inflation rates, claiming he'd never seen a stronger disconnect between citizens and the president. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Burr.
Facebook has removed the campaign video by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Greitens of Missouri that shows him with a shotgun declaring that he's hunting rhinos. Rhinos meaning Republican in name only. The social media company said the video was removed for violating their policies against violence and incitement. The former Missouri governor resigned in 2018 amid criminal investigations and talks of impeachment. You can find us at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.